there are many who are not satisfied with these official explanations, and one of them is Edward J. Ruppel, the man who used to be head of Project Blue Book, the Air Force unit investigating UFO sightings. Ruppel is an aeronautical engineer, and he now works for one of the major aircraft companies in Los Angeles. He wrote a book about UFOs, and I asked him why.
Well, I felt that if I wrote my own story, and not being in the military, I could probably tell a little bit more unbiased.
What is the bias of the Air Force?
Well, the Air Force has said since 1947, when these things were first sighted, that there's nothing to it. This is the official conclusion of the Air Force. There are people in the Air Force who don't believe this.
Well, why does the Air Force say that there's no evidence that UFOs exist? Why do they take this position?
Well, it's a matter of the definition of the word proof. In other words, my project, I myself and a lot of people in the Air Force would like to get something tangible, like get their hands on a photograph that's unquestionable, for example, or a piece of something, or a trash that's indisputable. This has never occurred. Other people believe that if a person like an airline pilot or a military pilot or a radar set, for example, sees something and tracks it, that this is good enough information.
Well, you speak of military pilots. How does the Air Force explain sightings by its own people?
Well, the official explanation is that these people have seen something that they, under odd lighting conditions, let's say an airplane under odd lighting conditions, and it just looks different, therefore they feel it, believe it's something different.
Have you talked with such,
talked to thousands of them, hundreds of them.
Hundreds of them. What do you think?
Think
they saw it?
Well, let me quote them. They all say that they saw something, and whatever they saw was something real, and it's nothing from this world.
They are convinced it was not an illusion.
99% of them definitely are.
Have you ever seen an unidentified flying object?
No, I haven't.
Well, the final question, Mr. Rubin, what do you think UFOs are?
Well, I've been asked this question a good many times in the past few weeks. I personally have never seen anything, any piece of evidence that would convince me that these are some actual objects from outer space. However, I certainly do keep an open mind on it. In this day and age, we can't afford to say that something can't be done.